Quit laughing at me! All right, welcome to episode 22 of Family Time Q&A. This is your host, the real Jerry Dugan of Jerry Dugan. I totally messed up. This is Jerry Dugan from therealjerrydugan.com. And my wife was just laughing at me because I forgot, like, everything. What episode number this is, the way I counted down, got nervous, messed up, redid the countdown, all that good stuff.
I think it's funny that we have to do a countdown.
Well, I guess I just don't want anybody to have any doubt that we're starting.
But they can't hear you do the countdown.
That's true. Yeah, they can.
No, they can't.
Oh, they can't.
No.
But you can. The countdown's not for them. For you, the listener. The countdown's for me. The countdown's for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we've had a heck of a week. Summer is really busy. We also had a visit from my father out of California. Glad you're at home safe now, but we also were glad to have you. But this weekend was pretty busy. We covered the art of marriage in prayer. We were part of the prayer team in a sense, taking in prayer requests, praying over each couple by name, as well as praying over the leaders who ran it. Clem Ortiz and his wife Marvella did a great job with Carlos and Rachel, as well as Steve and Elaine, as well as all the folks who did childcare. That was amazing. Really impressed with the turnout. The impact that it had, and I look forward to doing another one with you guys at some point. So great to have been a part of it, and I, you know, just was amazed by the work you were all doing. Plus, we just came back from an event at Bay Area Fellowship here in Corpus. Do you want to talk about that at all?
No.
You're not Jacob. Don't do that to me.
No.
I don't think it's nice we're making fun of him. Of course, he can't stop us right now because as you put the microphone in your mouth. Great. What is he doing to us?
No.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I know. Gosh. What do we do about that? I guess we don't do anything about that.
About what?
Jacob.
We have to just let him be. He's a 13-year-old. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They do everything to annoy us.
Oh, me. I was a total angel. Right, Dad? He can't answer me from recording. But anyway, we just came back from Bay Area Fellowship, and we watched a movie called God's Not Dead. Very moving. I think our church needs to put tissues in the seats pockets in front of us.
I think they should.
Yeah, because that's twice in three weekends they've made me cry without any warning. So thank you, Pastor Bill, for doing that. You made me cry twice in 3 weeks. Wasn't expecting it, but great movie. I was shocked at some parts of it, surprised in a good way. What'd you think about the movie?
I need to watch it again because I was distracted.
Yeah.
I get easily distracted. I kind of, I need like quiet, and I wanted the people that we were with to enjoy it. And so I was distracted by that too. Trying to gauge their emotions or their faces, their feelings about the movie. So I need to see it again. I enjoyed it. I like the message, but I just need to watch it again to get more details.
Yeah. I think, well, you had Emma next to you, and Emma can't sit still for more than, a minute?
She was drawing boxes in the air with her fingers.
I love her. She's so funny. I loved it. Amazingly, a lot of the sayings that the atheist had were sayings I used to have when I was in college and when I considered myself a free thinker. And it's funny, I'm actually probably more of a free thinker now than I was before, although many atheists out there might disagree. But anyway, I enjoyed the movie. I recommend it. It's a great hour and a half of your time. You won't be disappointed. All right. So, for those who have no idea what the show's about, by the way, it's Family Time Q&A.
I think that's the longest intro ever.
Longest intro ever. 4 minutes, 20 seconds. How about that, guys? Thank you for sticking with us. So, the rest of the show is about a Q&A session. So, Olivia is going to ask me a question. I have no idea what the question is going to be. I have to give a candid, honest response. It's going to be unscripted, unedited, and it's going to be a real answer. And then once we've done that, I'm going to flip the unscript and ask Olivia a question. And then we'll make some announcements, and that's our show. And hopefully you guys get something out of it, and maybe have something you want to share with us, and you can leave comments on my blog at therealjerrydugan.com.
I bet they could just hear you scratching your nose.
They might have. It was itchy. I had to do it.
Okay, go ahead.
No, it's your turn to ask. Okay. Me. Yeah, you spring it on me first.
Our summer has been pretty low-key as far as, like, vacations or outing, you know, family outings, and just trying to watch our money and, you know, where it's going. And, but we've still been able to make some memories, do some, you know, fun things. What's been your favorite thing that we've done so far this summer?
Oh, wow. Favorite thing we've done so far this summer. Gosh, what did we do to Jacob's hair last night? That was cool. I'm trying to think of all the things that we had my dad here, but we didn't really do a lot with him. It was a staycation, and he loved it because typically people are asking him for money. People are asking him to drive to their house and do stuff that he doesn't want to do. So we just kind of chilled out there. Y'all got to go to a really neat resort without me, but it was cool. That was cool. But I think so far it was the Hooks baseball game that we just went to.
Really?
That it would be that, the Hooks baseball game, where we had access to the suite box upstairs. But also we had some good seats behind the dugout too.
Thanks to Rusty.
Yeah, Rusty. If you're listening to this, thank you for the tickets. That was awesome. We enjoyed the game. We even got free tacos out of it because, I forgot the name of the guy who started House Child, I think. I'd have to look up the roster if he's not pulled up to the Astros by the time this airs. But so Rusty, thank you for the tickets. We enjoyed it, and we look forward to seeing another game. So that's one thing that I've loved the most, and the other one is it's been softball season for me, and so it's almost like reliving my high school days, except it's not baseball, but having you and the family there watching just about every game of mine. Every time I make a slide, a play, I'm not supposed to slide
because he's too old.
I'm the oldest guy on that team, you know that?
And he was limping after last week's game.
Because I was running.
But you're still limping.
I'm like the oldest guy on the team, but I'm one of the fastest guys on the team. Or I'm trying to show off too much.
Yes, that, I think it's the latter.
But, I went 3 for 3. I scored 3 times. There's no shoe contract involved. But when I did slide when I wasn't supposed to, I looked in the stands for you like, ooh, was she impressed? Like I was in high school again. And then I was like, uh-oh. Did she look?
I'm married to this one. I don't need to impress her.
She did not want me to slide because I hurt myself the last time I slid. 38 years old. I think the next oldest guy is like 29 on the team. And then everybody else is like 20, 21, 22. Everybody else is a 90s baby. And I'm like, man, I was in high school in the 90s.
I graduated from high school the year you were born.
Yeah, we got a couple of those on the team. it's just funny. I'm the old guy. But as long as they don't call me grandpa, I think I'm okay. Mm-hmm. So that, I think, has been the funnest for me is
the funnest.
If that's not a word, it is now. When we went to the Hooks game together as a family and the softball experience that we're enjoying it as a family, even though it's mostly for me, having y'all there to cheer me on has been amazing for me.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. So is it my turn to ask you a question?
That's usually what happens.
That is. It's exactly what happens. And of course, I can't just ask a light, fluffy question like Jacob asks for, because I don't give him those either. But this question, actually, somebody asked me, Steve and Elaine asked me this on Friday night when we were kicking off The Art of Marriage. And Steve was introducing me to Elaine as, hey, that's the guy who did the men's conference talk about headship in marriage. And, you know, all the guys were really impressed by that. And so she said, really? So what are the 5 things you and your wife do to keep your marriage strong? And she put me on the spot and I was like, So with that said, I wrote down the question because I immediately realized this was a great question to ask you on the podcast. So what would you say are the 5 things we do as a couple to stay close in our marriage?
We do dishes together.
Yes. Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
that's our number one, like, communication time after, you know, we've all come together at the end of the day.
It's mostly because the kids won't come near us when we're doing dishes because they think we'll task them to put stuff away.
So we get things done and we get uninterrupted talk time. And so I like that, even though it's usually you griping about work.
As I make a face. I never gripe about work. No one ever gripes about work.
Gripe around work.
Gripe around rock.
I like the dates that we go on when the kids are in school.
Yes.
On Fridays.
I can't wait for school to start again.
I did enjoy that last date we had when they were both gone at night and we got some boat net and went downtown.
That was cool.
That was probably my most favorite date night.
Even threw in geocaching for me.
I know.
That was cool.
He got boat net for me. We did geocaching for him.
And if you don't know what geocaching is, you are a muggle. Don't worry about it.
We act silly together.
Like right now?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm writing these down, because I could just listen to this again and type it into the show notes.
Yeah, we act silly together all the time. We always, our family is about having a good time and laughing and being silly. And so I like that we do that. It's not all serious and, you know, you do this, you do that. Hey, what's up, Jerry? Hey, what's up, Olivia? Yeah. So I do like that.
Our relationship's more than just a contract agreement.
Yeah.
I think.
And I like that you hold my hand when we pray.
Yeah.
You always hold my hand when we pray in church, when we're not holding hands, and then you grab it.
Yeah.
Well, you don't grab it, but, you know, you hold
grab it with authority.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Write it down.
Oh, hold hands in church.
Or all the time. We still hold hands all the time, like when we're walking, if Emma's not between us, but... You know, we do hold hands a lot.
You know, I think I did a blog post years ago.
About what? Holding hands?
And it was titled, We Still Hold Hands.
I want to hold your hand. Yeah. Okay, and I like...
Big butts and I cannot lie. Oh, no, that's not what you're saying?
No.
Sorry.
I like...
we can't edit this. I'm so sorry.
Just laying in bed, even if we're not talking, like if, you know, I'm reading, you're reading, we're playing on our phones, but just being near each other. I like to be close. I like to go to sleep together, not like me fall asleep here while you're watching TV or vice versa. Yeah. I like to, even if we're not talking, just be here together and being able to feel you next to me and, you know, just spending time like that together instead of apart.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't like when you're watching the most dumbest show on Netflix and I'm in here.
Doctor Who is not a dumb show.
No, that other one. Shield or Sword or...
Sequest?
No.
Arrow.
Yeah.
Arrow was surprisingly good. Sequest, that is three seasons of my life I will never get back.
That one.
I can't believe I loved that show in high school. But that's right up there with Megaforce. I can't believe when I was a kid I loved that show, Megaforce. And everybody's... probably listening like, what the heck is this guy talking about Megaforce? Mm-hmm. Now, if you know what Megaforce is, I want one of those cars that disappear. You know what exactly what I'm talking about. It has the rocket launcher on the top. I just think they're cool. So. Or a motorcycle. The 80s were all about motorcycles that could shoot rockets and had machine guns in the front windshield. I don't know how they pulled that off, but anyway.
That was
five things. So dishes together, we do our date lunches, and we got the impromptu date night. We act silly together, and we hold hands in church, and we actually hold hands all the time. And we used to do something called kiss and goes. I still call it that once in a while, where we would still walk and then kiss while we were walking and not fall down. That takes effort, guys. And laying in bed. I was just thinking as you were saying that, like, I'm amazed, like, that's a part of the sleep pattern for us. Like, if... we're not in bed together. Like if you're at your mom's till late, working on the next, you know, shindig at her house, you know, like Aunt Roseanne's birthday. I call her auntie, but anyway,
she's your auntie.
Yeah. She's not even my auntie. She's like the kid's sister. Like I'm still shocked that she's married with a baby and not 13. Like what is he doing with my sister? Like Ross, get off my sister. Okay. Anyway, I lost my train. Oh, yeah. So, like, there's that whole process we go through. And like, my road trip next week when I go to Victoria for the technology-related crimes against children conference, I'm going to have a hard time sleeping. And it's not because, you know, I'm in a hotel room. It's just because you're not there. You know, like Disney World, if you're cuddling next to me, out like a light. But, yeah, not having you there, it's sad.
Aww.
I'm sad. Wah, 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 wah. And then I'll play Farmville all night. You got me hooked on Farmville, too. I can't believe that.
It's a good game.
It is a good game.
I like it.
And we don't blow anything up. That's the weird thing.
The pig is so cute when he's ready to be clayed. Get his clay. He rolls around in the
be
dirt.
Be clayed.
Yeah. Well, that's what he produces is clay.
How do pigs make clay? I thought they made bacon.
Well, you can't kill a pig on Farmville. It's super cute.
I know. That's the other thing. Like, there's no killing anything. There's no stabbing it with a sword. No dragons. No clan wars. That was a shout-out to Clash of Clans and my clan, the Pandas. All you kids. I think I'm the oldest guy in that clan, too.
Babe, that needs to, like, clue. Hello.
I'm getting old, or...
Getting. You're there, boo. We should probably go look. It's 15 minutes.
You just want to watch Big Brother.
I do, but people don't like to listen to long,
they don't?
Long-winded things.
Some people do. If they have a half-hour commute, we're only getting them halfway through their commute.
Well, then they can listen to last week's episode.
That's true. Listen to 2 weeks' worth. If you have a 30-minute commute or longer, listen to all the episodes. Yeah, those are the five things. You want to hear the five things I said? Or are you not interested?
Yeah, if you can say them quick.
I'll try.
Go.
The first thing I said was we go on date lunches.
That's
so
what I said.
Your number two was my number one.
Uh-huh.
Until I remembered, no, we put God into our marriage. That's number one.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I said it second, I tried to convince Elaine and Steve that it was number one.
Yeah, that's true. I was just thinking about what we physically do.
Yeah, that's what we physically do.
Yeah.
And so just the decision that what we do in our marriage is to honor God, try to raise our kids up in an honoring way. And so we just, you know, we have that presence. So that, you know, really is number one, even though I said it number two on Friday night. Date lunches.
I think that's number zero.
Number zero. So that's like a given no matter what. Okay.
Yeah.
So I really said four things then. I'm trying to remember the other things.
You offered to tell me, but you can't remember.
Yeah.
Does that make no sense?
Well, I wrote yours down. I didn't write mine down. So if it's not written, maybe I didn't say it. But no. But date lunches was number one on my list until I said God goes in there. Going to marriage conferences like Art of Marriage, Weekend to Remember, and Recharging like that and just talking. Talking to each other. Like, we make time to talk to each other. For a while, we would, you know, dedicate the first 5 minutes when I got home from work. We hadn't done that in a while because our kids are older and we're just like grown-up chauffeurs. Well, mostly you are a grown-up chauffeur for our kids. So we kind of lost that time a little bit, but we also gained that time with our date lunches and with the dishwashing together. And number five was...
I think you skipped number four.
Did I? Let's see. God, date lunches, we talk. I skipped number four. No. Because one of them was going to marriage conferences.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. And I don't remember what I said for number five. So it wasn't serving together because we haven't served together since Weekend to Remember 2 years ago. But that sounds like something I said. Yeah. Take my word for it, guys. But anyway, yeah, those were my five-ish.
Five-ish.
My five-ish.
Four and a half, maybe five.
I might be pulling that fifth one out somewhere. Cool. Well, that's our show, isn't it?
No.
No? Gosh. We have got to not pick on him about that.
Why?
I guess. Well, I don't know.
He's not going to listen anyway.
That's true. He doesn't listen to the show. I guess we're okay on that.
Yeah.
Well, he does listen to it when I'm making breakfast and he's actually not in his room texting his girlfriend.
You like to talk about her every single episode. You bring her into every episode.
Have I?
Yep.
Not last week.
I think you did.
We didn't record last week.
Well, every week that
we record. Darn it. Okay, I might have. Yeah. See what you've done to us, if you're listening.
Faith. Her name is Faith. We all know her name is Faith.
I know.
You said it before. You said it before. Faith. Faith,
okay.
Faith.
Oh, now you're saying her name. Cool. Well, let's see. Before we wrap up, I just wanted to say my ebook, Use Your Smartphone to Lose Weight, One of my cousins actually buddied me up on MyFitnessPal, and it sounded really weird to say that just now, but he's my friend on MyFitnessPal, and I was like, hey, great to see you on here. And he told me that he was actually going to apply the principles in my ebook, Use Your Smartphone to Lose Weight, because he just had a visit with his doctor, and the doctor said he needed to lose 10 pounds and quit smoking and all that. So he was one of the guys who proofread the ebook for me and left a comment on Amazon.com.
Your cousin?
Jeremy out of Port Angeles. Where was Twilight? That town. Mm-hmm. He actually lives in that town. Oh. He says there are no vampires in that town.
I don't think there are. Look, hurry up.
Okay. So anyway, he's applying the book, and it's just really neat to see him start that journey. And I said, hey, I'll coach you as best I can. So now I've got somebody else on MyFitnessPal I can like. And it's actually upped my game a little bit, because now that he's on there, he's read the book, it's like, oh, I really should pay attention to my calories. And maybe I should work out and do the couch potato routine more often. And so I'm just paying more attention to myself, and not just to the calories, but also the nutritional content stuff. But he's going to see that I ate 3 Oreo cookies today with milk, and I did not tell Emma about that.
When did you do that?
At lunch.
Oh.
Yeah. Because Emma's got that whole no sugar thing, except when we want to make an exception, so which is like every meal. But anyway, so yeah, Use Your Smartphone to Lose Weight. It's on Amazon.com. It's a free ebook. Working on Strength Revisited, which is based on my TEDx Corpus Christi talk from November 2013. And had a wild idea to write a book about Walt Disney World and how we book a trip. But that's after I get these other projects out of the way and done and up and running. So, all right. Well, thank you for listening. And next time we'll have episode 23 with the Pookie Bear, or Emma, as she goes by. But Princess is fine, too. All right. Any final words?
Nope.
Nope. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye.